Welcome to another episode. Ba 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 da da da. Alex Lacazette. Da 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 da. Alex Lacazette. Da 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 da. Alex Lacazette. Lovely stuff, mate. Absolutely beautiful. Aaron.
It weren't a fucking penalty.
What?
I'm joking.
What?
How are you? Sorry.
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Don't ruin it.
I'm so excited.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. I'm buzzing. I'm fucking ecstatic. I don't know if you know why.
Again, I can't say I've noticed. Any particular reason?
No, I don't think there is.
Are we going to get called Johns for wearing this?
Probably. Yeah, full kit wankers. Yeah, I've got shin pads on. Captain's armband underneath.
What a result that was.
Fucking fantastic result.
We'll get into that. But let's start with the pleasantries. How's your week been? How's the missus? Any dramas?
No, it's all good. It's pleasant. She's gone back to actual work.
Oh.
Which means that she's gone into work. She's a primary school teacher, as you know.
Yep.
She's been working from home tutoring and all that. But she's had to do the commute now in to and from work, which gets on her tits. But yeah, she's all right. She's all good. Happy days. Like, it's a big week, as you know, leading up to the North London Derby. So she sort of steers clear. She knows it's coming up.
Stay out of your way.
Yeah, please. Like, don't ask me to change nappies. Don't ask me to do milk bottles, food, or anything like that. I'll do it. But you haven't got to tell me.
Because
I'm just a bit nervous about it. I hate the game. But yeah, week's been the week. I'm just looking forward to being able to finally get out and doing stuff.
I know. One week closer to our pub crawl. 1 week closer to going down Jimmy Bullard's. Shout out Jimmy Bullard. I'm wearing his hairdo tonight.
Decent.
I wanted to ask you, actually. We're going to go over a little bit of a food chat for 10 minutes, clean as we've just dug into some ribs. Ribs?
Ribs, wings.
Wings. We've just dug into some half-decent wings. Shout out Wingstop. Lovely stuff.
Thank you very much.
When we can go out, where is the first restaurant going to be that you go to? Where are you looking forward to going the most for a decent bit of grub?
Well, are we talking like with the chaps, on my own, or with me missus?
Okay, first of all, why are you going for dinner on your own?
Sometimes you just want to go in your own ambiance and just take in the scenes and like not be having to have a chat with people.
I don't know anyone who does that. So if there's anyone out there who does that, please let us know, because I think it's just him.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, okay. So one with your lad, one with the lads, and one with your missus.
The chaps is just got to be like what we've just eaten. Bit of Bodine's.
Oh.
Just heavy food.
Mm.
But really, I actually think that I'm going to go for a curry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, curry. Couple of kingfishers. Oh. Everyone's a bit like, oh no, it's a cobra. No, I'm a kingfisher, man.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I'm going to have from the Indian.
What are you having?
I think I've changed my mind, but no, I'm going to go with a chicken pathia, a pilau rice, three chapatis,
oh,
sag paneer.
Yeah.
Do you know what sag paneer is?
Nope.
Cheese and spinach.
Oh.
Decent. Sagaloo.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Yep.
What is it? Go on.
Like,
no.
Ain't it green?
Sort of.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's potato with spinach.
Yeah, same thing. That's what I
mean. Cheese and spinach, potato, spinach.
And a Bombay potato.
Absolutely. But it's like, that's like a Sagaloo.
And 14 naan bread.
Yeah, I'm not a naan bread because that makes me real stodgy. So I just have three chapatis because they're thin and small.
Mm.
It makes me feel that I could eat more.
And how many poppadoms?
What, you got to have about 20 for the table, wouldn't you? Are you a smasher or you just take one on your own?
I'm a little... Are you
a double dipper or not?
No, I ate double dipper. Double dippers should be put down, mate.
Are you with those crew?
Yeah, and you see the people who have ketchup and mayonnaise on their chips?
Yeah, I don't. Nah, they can't be trusted.
They should be nicked.
Yeah, they should be put on the register somewhere. Yeah. I don't like that.
No, I'm definitely not a double dipper, mate. That's wrong.
I
don't really like my food touching anyway. That makes me feel sick. I like it separate.
Are you one that gets queasy if you see like a picture of something while you're eating?
Yeah, I don't want to do that, mate. And I have like my curry. You know when you get it, you have your rice and your curry and you pour it over the curry
What'd you do?
Nah, but I just put my rice on a spoon and dip it in the curry so I get the right amount on it.
That's mad because I put half my rice on.
Yeah.
And I take a few bits of the meat.
Yeah.
But I don't overdo the sauce.
Yeah.
The people that overdo the sauce are the people that have a korma or a masala.
Mm.
And they dump it all on and then they mix it all in. With a load of rice.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I think weird, like baby food, grow up. You're out with like friends and people.
I've got a pal who goes Nando's and he sits there, yeah, he has coleslaw and rice, right? And he rips all the chicken off the bone. Yeah, cuts it all up and then mixes it all up. And you're weird, a tramp, mate. I've finished eating and you're still here playing it like it's fucking colouring in. Like proper plant. No.
Just pick it up and
just eat it. Eat it, you weasel.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, for the chaps, it's a curry.
Yeah.
Very English.
Yeah.
And for the missus, I've never eaten in now and I'll take the piss out of it, as you know. I want to go to the Ned.
Shut up.
I want to go to the Ned.
Why?
Because I do.
If I see...
Because either the restaurants in there are shit up.
Mate, I'm going there when you're there, and I'm going to make your life hell.
Are you really?
Yes, mate. And you know I will, because I'll have about 10 pints beforehand, and I will be all right. It's crazy ginger cabbie. Look, he's in here.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah, mate. Right there.
Yeah, the Ned. I want to give it a try. I mean, you got all... like I like my steak. I like my steak restaurants, your Hawksmoor's, Gaucho, Goodman's. I like all that, but she's not a big red meat lover. I do like a bit of... I'm trying to get into sushi now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm fucking ordering. That's why I've got to go with people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I'll just order saying it'll come out on like little bits of...
Yeah, I don't
mind... those doobry what's it, and I'm like, what's that?
I don't mind the £1 sushi from Tesco's.
They're all right, those little meal deals.
The little meal deals.
Little four bits. Yeah. You've got your little bit...
Oh, yeah, rice and cucumber.
Satchel of wasabi
yeah,
there,
mate,
as well.
That'd do. I'm not getting any more adventurous than that.
But yeah, right, I just... I mean, I'm hoping that there's a few restaurants that have fucking stayed open. Because everyone's saying, oh, this is shut down and that's shut down. If not, we just have to go from fucking wings.
Yeah.
Wingstop.
So you're going curry with the lads.
Yeah.
And the Ned with your missus.
I'd like to go to the Ned with her. She'll probably tip me bollocks and say no. It's like, I'm not spending that money.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably end up staying indoors having a kebab.
You have to tell her, wind your neck in, babe. You ain't paying.
Yeah. I ain't paying either. So if the Ned want to supply me with a bit of a free bit of food, thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to overcomplicate it. Not going to overcomplicate it at all.
I think...
I need to try it, because, listen, you know I've babbled on about it over the past fucking 3 years, taking the piss out of people that come out of it and go in it and whatever. I've got to try it. You're all right. What's the matter?
I'm all right now. I'm sweet.
Your tongue, couldn't you? Look at your arms. They're fucking massive. They don't even fit in this room. Huge, geez.
Don't start taking the piss out of me, mate. Don't start taking the piss out of me because you fucking play Guess the Game and you think you're fucking Hasbro.
Listen.
You'll be doing Monopoly in 3 months.
I know one thing.
And answer the question.
I know one thing.
What?
Lamella wouldn't be trying it with you.
No, he wouldn't, mate. He'll know the deal. He'll go one way, mate.
Yeah.
He'd have
broke his wrist.
Broke his wrist, mate. He'll be sitting at Match of the Day on the floor crying with JJ, mate.
His head gone, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was rattled. Oh, wait. Where would I... I want to go San Carlo, mate. Can't wait to go back there.
Yeah?
Mm.
Why?
I like San Carlo's, mate. Food. I like the lasagna. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
San Carlo's is a good shout out.
Like an Italian, dear.
Mm. See, if it was with the lads, though, it would probably be wings.
Yep.
Or ribs, as usual. But then Italian again, because I want to go back to our Italian.
Oh, what? In Hackney Wick?
Yeah, really I like nice. Our Italian.
Yeah, so we'll go.
If I was going to go for an Italian with you, then I might change it to in the evening, maybe. Is it P.F. Chang's?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I might go there.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
I've been to one of the restaurants in the Shard.
What one?
Oblix, is it? Went there.
Oblix, yeah.
That was about fucking 10 years ago, though, to be fair. Is it still there?
Yeah.
You work at London Bridge.
Don't tell everyone where I work, please, mate.
You work near London Bridge.
That's the one.
But there's so many places you can go and eat, and there's gaffs that like people ain't even heard of, and you walk past and be like, oh, I'd like to fucking try it.
Yeah, do you know what? Talking of steak, you should know this. There's a cab driver.
Go on.
Isn't there a steak restaurant that's relatively small, like a French gaff, not a franchise or anything, on Marylebone Road? Or I will show you what, I can't remember what it's called, or it's around there. But they do all you can eat steak. So, like, you order your chips and that, and they just keep bringing the steak round wherever you want it.
There's one in, fucking Relay. Oh, what's the gaff called? Anyone watching this or listening to this, they'll know. There's one in the city. Basically, you got, like, skinny fries.
Yeah.
And they keep bringing over, like, portions of steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what's the fucking thing?
Google it, mate. It's right there, Al.
Go on, keep talking. I'll find it.
Alex we're gonna cut Alex Lacazette. I can't remember where I see this steak restaurant or who was telling me about it. But sometimes them old, the old little restaurants, the independent ones, do better food than all these franchises. Do you know what I mean? Like the people who go STK, yeah, just go there because it's STK.
Le Relay Entrecote.
Yeah, let me have a butcher's.
It's that. That's the gaff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
You been there?
Yeah, I went with my sister.
What's it like?
Fucking outrageous. Do you know what is a decent steak gaff? Flat iron.
I've been flat iron.
Yeah, flat iron. It's not over the top.
I ordered two bits of steak though, did you? You have to have two, and it's not big enough.
No, you get to the point where it's like, I could have another, and then you do it, but it's like, you come out after that, and you feel decent. You know when you just go Hawksmoor, and you come out, and you're like, oh, fucking hell.
Pregnant.
Just cost me 200 quid on a date. Go flat iron. Mm. You won't even do a oneer with a bird.
I tell you what, have you been... It'll come back to me in a minute. Is it Blacklock? Please tell me.
Yeah, Blacklock in Shoreditch, I took my missus there for her birthday.
Ow, the bread.
Yeah.
The bread.
You been there for a Sunday roast?
No, I don't like roasting. I can't stand a roasting. Oh, mate, makes me feel sick.
Sorry, what?
I was like, I don't eat roast dinners, mate.
Where do you live?
Bethnal Green.
You don't like roast dinners?
I can't stand a roast dinner. I think it's the worst thing ever. It's the most overrated bit of grub ever.
Calm the fuck down, everyone, Northerners that are going to watch this.
Everyone puts it on their status. I've got mum's for... Shut up. Fuck, it's the worst dinner ever.
And your mum can't cook, so...
It's meat, potatoes and veg. What's the point? What is actually the point? It is proper shit. It's a proper shit bit of grub. I'm not involved at all. Disgusting.
And yeah, wow.
And yeah, look,
see, but I'm not over the top with them. Oh, yeah, no. But, yeah, I'm there. Look at my veg.
Even Christmas dinner. I won't eat Christmas dinner. I'll have turkey and a sandwich, mate. I'm not involved. Like, it's vile.
What does your nan think of you?
I don't know, mate. She's probably really disappointed.
Really?
Can't stand it. Never have.
I bet Rooney likes a roast dinner.
Rooney likes all food, mate.
Up the Rooney.
Up the Rooney!
He gets it every week, doesn't he?
Ah, poor Rooney. Listen to this, actually, right? He's texting me. You know, we say he's buying bits for his flat.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even show you because it's recording. So he sent me a picture today of these two statues that he...
That blue thing.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
They're like, what are they
Buddha,
like?
Buddha or something, whatever it is.
No. That's nothing compared to what he sent me, right? So he sent me this thing out. It's like two statues of like lions or tigers. Yeah. He showed me it. I messaged him back. I said, who the fuck do you think you are? The cartel. What are you doing? Like, why do you need them for?
One Pablo Tyson, isn't
it? I'm telling you, he gives it large, doesn't he? Yeah, poor Rooney.
They probably cost him about 1,800 quid as well.
Probably.
He's got expensive taste, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He likes the finer things in life, doesn't he?
Anyone that doesn't know Rooney, he's Risky Rose. He's like the grime original.
Yeah. He does like the old finer things in life, doesn't he? Wait, I got a feeling. I'll give it a couple months and I reckon he'll be involved in wine.
Probably.
And he'll be like, yeah, I've got like a bottle of 1664 Merlot.
And you'll be getting your nan on it.
On what, the wine?
On the wine, yeah.
She'll be necking it.
I'll give her while watching the Arsenal.
I'll give her a pint of Foster's here, I'll have a bang on that sweetheart.
So, you don't like roast dinners?
Nope.
Not at all. But you'll eat one or you just... Oh, okay, fair enough. So, I'm going to bring like the two from four forward here. And it is actually about food.
Okay.
So...
Can you explain to them that we didn't plan that?
No, we actually didn't, and that's the God's honest truth. So, talking about food, like where I'm going to take my missus and vice versa and whatnot, and then my two from four this week, because we didn't do it last week, was something a little bit different, your top four foods.
Okay, we're going to change two from four up, by the way, people. It's not just going to be footballers anymore. It can be about anything.
Yeah, so we're trying to get the women involved. Not that I'm saying you should be in the kitchen and doing food, do you know what I mean? I'm digging myself a grave here, but
just
whatever.
Stop. Just ask me the question.
Okay. So, what is your favourite... breakfast. If you could have one breakfast, what's your favourite breakfast? It can be a fucking bacon butty, it could be egg sandwich, it could be fucking, I don't know, chorizos and spinach, whatever. If you could pick one breakfast...
That I've got to eat for the rest of my life.
Eat for the rest of your life, what would you have?
Okay, don't judge me or call me like a...
Just fucking say it.
Fucking egg and avocado, innit?
I thought you... On a sourdough bread, you fucking penis. Such a prick. Right. So egg, crushed avocado, a couple of chilli flakes
on
a sourdough bread.
Some smoked salmon as well.
All right, yeah, one of them.
To be running. Yeah.
£8.90
Yep.
At a Broadway market.
Yep.
If you could have any lunch, what would your lunch be? If you've had a decent start to the morning, you're going to go home, you're going to make yourself a bit of lunch. If you could have all the ingredients in the world, what lunch would you have? Yeah, again, sandwich, leftover beef stew, whatever.
Do you know what? I quite like wings around lunchtime.
Wings, yeah?
Yeah, wings at lunch will do me.
What kind?
A nice Louisiana rub.
Yeah.
Set of
very
wings.
Very intricate, yeah.
Yeah, a nice Louisiana rub set of wings, mate, with some skinny fries.
Yep.
And some barbecue dip for my skinny fries.
Okay.
And a large strawberry milkshake.
Okay, that's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Any dinner?
Lasagna.
Just straight up lasagna.
Bang!
Yeah, lasagna.
Every time, mate.
Very confident.
Some black pepper. Lovely, mate.
Okay. Who's making the lasagna?
The Italian that we go to.
Yeah? All right, sweet. And a dessert.
School cake and custard, mate.
School cake and custard.
Yep.
So if you could, out of these four.
Yep.
If you could, can you, sorry, there's a few people that probably won't know, understand what school cake and custard is. Can you explain what school cake is?
No, because if anyone don't know what school cake is, they don't deserve my time. Fuck them. How can you not know what school cake and custard is?
We might have some like younger viewers.
They will listeners. Know. I promise you they will know.
If they're... Right. If you had to give up two meals for the rest of your life and never eat ever again.
Yeah.
What would you give up?
What, out of them?
Yeah.
I'm.
Do you know what? I would guess what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. At least I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, go
but
on.
The confidence in which you said dinner, dessert.
Yeah, the other two are gone, mate.
The other two are gone.
Ta-ta.
So you'd never have eggs ever again?
No.
Never have avocado?
It would pain me, but I couldn't give up a lasagna.
And you'd give up wings?
Yep.
Skinny fries?
Yep.
And a strawberry milkshake?
Yep. For school cake and custard.
And barbecue sauce.
For school cake and custard. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Okay. So what's your top one? If you have a dessert or that dinner?
Dinner. You don't understand my love for lasagna.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Nice.
I love it. Nice. I've got one for you, actually.
Beef lasagna, chicken lasagna, where would you have it? Who's out there? Chicken and mushroom lasagna.
I can't believe you've just... can't believe you've just said that to me.
Yeah, but it's because you love lasagna so much, that's why you're offended. But there are other lasagnas out there, more than beef.
Disgusting. Hey, ask Tottenham what one they had!
Hey! That joke ain't old at all, is it?
Alex Lacazette. Alex Lacazette. Right, I've got one for you, actually, Al.
Go on.
Because I asked a mate in work this question last week. We were just sitting there on night shifts, bored out of my brain.
Is he a mate or is it someone you just know?
No, someone we work with at work. He's my pal at work.
He listens to this, doesn't he?
Yeah. We was, you see me, I was having a bit of a sing-song at work last week, giving it love.
Yeah, nice.
Don't really do much at work on night shifts. But if you could, you have to give up food or sex for the rest of your life, which one's going? So when I say you got to give up food, that means like you can only have like porridge for breakfast, like the bare minimal to get by,
like sandwich in the afternoon,
like proper shit sandwich, like
ham,
yeah, like
egg and cress,
no, like a 40p wafer thin ham from Tesco's. It's not even ham; it's like a sheet of plastic.
Yeah,
that, yeah, and like an
and
ham,
there's holes in it,
and like a ham salad for dinner, or sex. What are you giving up?
Food.
That easy.
Yeah.
You'd never have food again. So you'd never have all this food.
So if I get all the nutrition while having for having sex, yeah, if you can be substituted, I'm not going to die because I've not eaten, then I'd give up food.
Food over sex?
Yeah, bro.
Rah, man, your missus must be giving it to you good.
I love you.
Oh, bloody. What, that easy?
No, not that easy.
It's not, mate. It's not. Think about it. Think about it.
Because the thing is, if I said I'll give up sex, you'd be like, your missus is obviously crap in bed.
No,
I
wouldn't.
And she'd listen to this and she'd be like, you fucking mugging me off.
No, I'm not going to say that, am I? I wouldn't think that. I would probably...
I love my food. You know I love my food,
see,
man.
See, I would probably give... I don't know, man. Maybe give up sex.
The thing is, look at it, right? You know when you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Everyone goes through this, what I'm about to say.
Mm.
When you're single, young, free, single,
yeah,
all the married men or geezers that are in long-term relationships go like this. Have as much sex as you can now, because once you're in a relationship, hardly have it.
Yeah.
It don't happen. You have kids, you fucking hate each other, blah, blah, fucking blah, blah.
Mm.
So then it's like you probably go a couple of months without having sex, then it turns into a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then you stop having sex by the time you're 50, unless you're,
why not? Yeah.
And then it's like, have food. Food evolves as well, doesn't it?
See?
It's better.
See? I think I'm telling you, mate. I think you'd have to give.
I think you'd have to give up sex, wouldn't you?
You'd have to just give up sex. You'd have to.
When you break it down,
when you actually think
about
it, and
intricacies as well,
yeah. Because the sex. Sometimes they want sex and footballs on. Like, no, like, yeah. that won't happen anymore.
Or do you know what pisses me off? I play with some fellas that like football.
Okay.
Geezers I play football with. Geezers I play football with.
Yeah.
During the season, their birds will purposely pull out, oh, it's a sixth birthday party for Julie's little boy, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When is it? 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Why? Why can't you do it at 6 o'clock? Or why can't you do it on a Sunday? Well, it's because Julie. No, fuck Julie. And then what you get your group of teammates that all the birds are all fucking friends with. So then you lose five or six players just because they all want to go. The fellas don't have to go to a six-year-old's birthday fucking party.
Mm-mm.
The women do that.
What's that got to do with what we was asking? Are you leading on with somewhere here?
What was I talking about? It was about the food and sex, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, so what's that got to do with it?
I don't know. We spoke about saying we'll have to go over it. What was we talking about?
So you're just
ranting. See, I'm ranting now. I'm just being the ginger cabbie.
Let's just get into the big North London derby.
Get in.
Talk to me. Actually, we got Olympiacos to talk about as well, and the North London derby. Yeah. We done both jobs, done well.
Yeah.
Fair play to Arteta.
With aplomb.
Talk to me about the North London derby then. What did you think? How was you feeling? Where was you at?
Yeah, again, nervous going into the game, and then you hear the huge news. Bellerin don't start. Aubameyang, your boy.
Yep.
Obviously turning up late, disciplinary problems. We won't get into it because for whatever reason. But I just, with him not starting, I didn't hold much hope. I was thinking Tottenham are on a bit of a roll. Yes, North London derby, form goes out the window, but I just think Aubameyang's our best player.
Yep.
So going into that, I'm thinking, I don't hold much hope. Smith Rowe and Odegaard at the same time, that was a big call.
Yep.
Done fucking unbelievably well.
Can we just say, because I know you have said in the past about Arteta, and a lot of people have, but he has got that team, he got that 11,
yep.
Bang on. Bang on. The way they played was bang on.
From the first whistle.
That other mob had nothing. Mm. Sorry to interrupt you, but go on, yeah.
That's right. But even like Mourinho, like he was up and out of his chair early doors saying like this ain't fucking good enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I just think Arteta got it bang on. Yet again, everyone in that team done their job. Stop sucking your fucking teeth. I'm getting there. Yeah. Relax. Calm down. Everyone done their job very, very well. Even your boy, Granit Xhaka. I think that it wasn't just his decision making in his distribution of the play. Him and Partey seemed to be getting on pretty well. It was nice to see Partey play longer than fucking 55 minutes for once. But I think Granit Xhaka, I like the dog shithousery that he was doing with Lamella.
Yeah.
Got in his head early doors. Lamella's got that in him to be an horrible
little
bitch. Do you know what I mean? Like, Spurs fans are going to say, you're a mug. But he is. Lamella, he can't be fucking trusted.
No, he can't. And you're right. He sent on and he wanted to rattle Xhaka. Xhaka just... And the thing is, Xhaka gets stick for his disciplinary issues that he's had in the past. And normally he would have bit. And he didn't. Whatever. I'll show you how to play.
But I do think, and me personally, I think this comes down to the belief that Arteta installs into the players.
Yeah.
And because Arteta's still relatively young as a coach, a head coach, manager, what you want to call him, he's still got that footballer's mentality
about
being a prick. Like, get in his head. Do this, do that. And clearly, when Lamella come on, Arteta's gone to Xhaka party and whatever. Get into him.
Yeah.
Because he knows his players.
Yeah.
I'm fucking chuffed a bit. Result was fantastic. Bit lucky at the end because we was getting a little bit lackadaisical and giving away possession in stupid fucking places.
I thought David Luiz summed that up perfectly. Did you hear what he said? He summed that up perfectly. Go on. Said the last 10 minutes, they stopped playing with control and started playing with emotion.
Yeah.
And I think they did. I think they got so desperate to win it that they was hoofing it long.
Game it was, yeah.
They stopped trying to play out from the back and...
Do you think, like, when Smith Rowe come off, we actually lost a little bit of that composure as well?
I think we lost a little bit of impetus when he come on. I think he's got such acceleration over the first few yards that you don't imagine him to have. I think he's fantastic. Yeah. Him out on the left, I really liked. Gate made room for Tierney. Odegaard, the way Odegaard drifts out to the right as well.
He finds those pockets,
mate,
of space.
Mate, I'm telling you, do you know what I noticed with Odegaard as well? When you watch him, he seems like he's held on to the ball for too long, like he's missed the pass.
Yeah.
And then he plays it at an even better time than you imagined he was going to do it. Yeah. Like, you think to yourself, do it now. And he waits, and then he does it.
Yeah.
But it was perfect. But I'm going to say one more thing on Granit Xhaka, and you're never going to hear from me about this geezer again.
Go on.
I promise.
Go on.
Yeah? Because I was thinking about this all week, because he's been bugging me. Mm. I'm not saying that Granit Xhaka is the greatest midfielder ever, yeah? Mm-hmm. I do think that the way we play doesn't help him plan out from the back, because he can't get the ball on the half turn and he can't beat a man quickly with a drop of a shoulder. And I'd imagine he'd probably admit that himself.
Yep.
And my thing is with it is, do you abandon your beliefs and the way you want to play as a football team, your philosophy?
What I'll tell you.
Yeah, do you abandon it and start and skip that out and start going long and we play like Tottenham? Or do you keep trying to play that way? He's going to make mistakes. Yeah. Majority of them will be playing that position, and try and coach him to be a better player when dropping deep to receive the ball. But I do think we definitely need another centre midfielder to come in as well. 100%, because you can't just rely on Xhaka to do that role. But there's going to be games where the team ain't going to press high. And you see when Granit Xhaka controlled the ball from like a quarterback position and he's got that pass in between
the centre half and left fullback,
you're not like that's unbelievable. He does that time and time again to find Tierney. And the thing is you need a squad. Like, you can't just have the same type of midfielder all the time. So I think Granit, I see people saying still Granit will never be sold. Like, he's not going nowhere. We need Arsenal fans need to accept that. But I'm not saying he's the greatest or he's this. He's still got his problems. But I do think, again, games like the other day, he shows what he's about, mate.
Do you think, though, at times is the in-game management with the team? So Arteta can say, like, this is my philosophy, this is what I want us to do, this is what we do in training.
Yeah.
That's all well and good. When you're in an in-game environment,
yeah,
especially Leno,
yeah,
it should be like, right, Xhaka's got someone creeping up his arse.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lump it long. I'm just going to try and pick a different pass.
Yeah.
Maybe do that.
You can't. That's the thing, that like these lads work on it in training, so they know what they're comfortable doing. So they feel like they're comfortable to do it. And you've seen Leno drop the ball into the bloody 6 yard box sometimes.
And
so
to be fair, it's not even just us that playing out the back. I mean, you've got Brighton doing it. You've got all Burnley against Everton.
And the mistakes are gonna happen. Mm. And like Danny Ceballos done it against Olympiakos. Yeah. He comes on and it's just gonna happen.
And Benfica,
mate. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But Granit Xhaka, I thought again the other day, was just, he's just done his job. Like, lately.
Do you think with Spurs as well, with the game against Tottenham? Sorry, is that Granit Xhaka? He's been there long enough now, so he knows what the game means. I mean, I moaned the other day, shock that we haven't got enough players in that squad.
Yeah.
That understand what it means to play against Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, but I think he knows. I think he knows now, and also as well with him as well is people don't pay attention. Mate, he's basically covering two positions near enough all the time. Because when Tierney's gone, which is bloody 85 minutes of the game, he's dropping into left back.
Yeah.
So he drops into...
He didn't do that before.
He drops into left back when we've got the ball and Tierney's gone. So you're getting hit on the counter. And then he drops into midfield when we have got the ball. Or if we're defending with Tierney back, he's in the middle. So he's everywhere.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we can all sit there and anyone can sit there and slag a football player off. Yeah, me, you, pundits, ex-pros, semi-pros, anyone who plays with a power league. But Arteta, Unai and Arsene all put him on the team sheet every game.
Yeah.
So there's something, but I also agree that we do need something in the middle, because if we are going to play out from the back, we need someone who can receive the ball on a half turn, can drop a shoulder and can be gone before the press is even hit.
Do you think that Smith Rowe could play that role?
No, I like Smith Rowe out wide.
You like him out wide?
I like him. I liked him out on the left the other day. Really liked it.
He was in an interview after the game yesterday. They asked him, like, where's your preferred position? He said, look, for this football club, this is my team. Like, I'll play anywhere for this club. He said, but number 10.
Oh, yeah.
But then, him over Odegaard as a 10? I don't think the 10 exists anymore the way it used to. You know, like Dennis Bergkamp and all that. Yeah. But I don't think
it's a different role because they drift out so much now, don't they?
Yeah.
And the thing is I like about Odegaard as well is his work rate's far better than I imagined it was going to be.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
And that
I'd like to get him full time.
I think we will.
You reckon?
I think we will, because he was saying before, weren't he, in an interview about you need stability now.
Mm.
He's 22. He's been around. You think he's been around a while, but
22 is it's not old.
It's not it's old. Like, you've got to like be settled down now.
Yeah, stability. Yeah,
he seems happy. He does seem happy, and the team works with him in it.
Yeah.
I like him. 2 goals in 2 games. Can't knock it.
Are we getting fourth?
No.
Nah.
No. I've said it. I found my tweet the other day from October that we will win the Europa League. And I'm not changing my mind.
You still think the Europa
League? Still think we'll win the Europa League. And that ball from Pepe into Laka.
Yeah, what a whip that was, wasn't
it? Was it a penalty? Nice.
I don't want to be typical Arsenal here, but I just think anywhere on the other end of the pitch or anywhere on the pitch, that's a foul.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching the Southampton-Brighton game. Mm. There was a foul on the edge of the box.
Yeah.
Ref played on.
Yeah. Go on, keep talking.
They had a chance. Keeper saved it.
Yeah.
And then the ref called it back for the advantage had gone. So it was a foul. So irrespective whether Lacazette has touched the ball and like took a swing. I don't know how he's fucking missed it, by the way.
No, neither do I.
So he's hit it and his follow through has hit the block from Sanchez.
Yeah.
But it's a foul.
Your foot is high, mate.
So
foul, mate.
Is it an indirect free kick?
Yeah.
Because it's not intentional.
Mm.
So it's an indirect free kick in the box, which we would have scored anyway. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to stick my head out here and just say, yeah, it's a penalty.
Mate, do you know what? I've watched it back time and time again, and it's penalty just because it's Arsenal and they're Tottenham. I don't care. It's penalty. He's give it, and we've had enough bad luck. So it's tough. It's a penalty, mate. Tell your defender to mark the man and not be shit.
But why is he lunging in for? But Sanchez has got that in him.
Exactly.
What I will say is, do you know what's really getting on my fucking tits, and it's been going on for the whole season, is the way no one talks about it because he's fucking English.
Oh, mate, he should have been sent off.
Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah, he's cleaned him out, mate. He's not even looking at the ball. Yeah. He's cleaned him out in his back.
Like, he's a filthy, dirty, fucking no good piece of shit.
Yeah, it's disgusting, mate. Disgusting.
I don't understand why he don't get pulled up on it.
No, neither do I. Mate, he did not look at the ball, did he?
If you keep looking at the replay of that,
it gets worse.
And Gabriel, it gets fucking worse and worse. Like, that's some serious. Like, his head literally touched his back.
Yeah, it's a joke, mate.
I think it's filth, mate. But that's them all over. I think they're fucking filth.
Yeah.
Can't stand them. A typical Arsenal here, but I can't stand them.
Yeah, yeah. Super Bow done well, didn't he?
Did he play? How are you? Johns. All right. Fucking get in. It's been a long time coming. I know we're milking it and we should not just talk about Arsenal, but I'm fucking buzzing about that.
No,
West Ham next.
West Ham next, then Liverpool.
Odd.
No? Huh? What one?
I'd say Liverpool.
West Ham's odd. Not worried about Liverpool. Oh, please.
Okay.
We'll be above them in 2 weeks.
Liverpool's at home and all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the away game, fucking Mane should have got sent off. Mane basically done what Lamella done.
No, Mane's was worse than Lamella's.
That was an elbow.
That was actually an elbow,
Sending off?
Yeah, it's a sending off, mate. It's a thing. You can't put your arm up nowadays, mate. Yeah. You can't put your arm up. And the first one's a booking and all. You've gone through him. I don't care whether you've got the book.
I thought it was a great tackle.
Huh?
I thought it was a great tackle.
Yeah, but he's gone through
him. No, old
again.
School. From the back. Like, to a genus.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, you're coming from the side, but you can't make those challenges anymore. JJ, shut up before Keown bites your head off.
He was rattled, weren't he?
Fucking fuming.
He was fuming. You could see the pain in his eyes, couldn't you?
Keown all like sophisticated with his glasses. Yeah, hi, I know grime, Granny.
Yeah. Like, hi to me.
Shut
like,
up, Martin.
Hi to me. Like, what have you won in your career, mate? What did you win? Ow. Let's get off Arsenal, mate, before everyone stops listening
to us.
Yeah,
it's fucking boring, isn't it?
Do you know what? I don't want to talk about the rest of this week's action because I asked Aaron in the week to do a European 11. We done our Premier League one.
Yes.
So we're now going to go with our European 11, which I ain't got my team because it's on my phone and my phone's filming this. So I'm going to have to try and remember it off the top of my head.
That's
so
right.
You go first. You fire away. Who's your goalkeeper? Let's have it.
Jan Oblak.
You've gone Jan Oblak?
Yep.
Yes, mate.
Love him. I want Arsenal to buy him.
Oh, yeah.
Even over Leno. I like Leno, but whatever.
Mm.
We're going straight. What's yours?
I can't lie. Mine was a bit... Mine weren't Jan Oblak, yeah. It was a bit... not sentimental. Yeah, maybe a little bit because he's actually
sentimental.
He's actually playing really well. But I went with Szczesny.
He really fucking pissed me off when he was at Arsenal. Because he was above his stations.
Yeah, but I really didn't want him to go, mate.
I didn't, but he was that whole smoking in the shower, wasn't it?
Yeah, the disrespect
against to Arsenal Wenger.
I know, but you watch him over there now and he's so commanding. Yeah, I get you. I went with Szczesny.
Would you have him back over Leno now? Or during that time's passed.
I like Leno. And to be fair, my defence actually forgot Jan Oblak. Otherwise, I probably would have put him in. But
So, just reeling off the four that I've got.
No. We'll go right back. First right back.
Pavard.
With Benjamin Pavard.
Yep.
Good shout, that, mate.
Yeah,
Good shout.
Yeah, you didn't think I had that in the bag, did you?
No,
really?
I didn't. Was that mainly because of his goal in the World Cup?
I thought so. I think he's...
Do you watch him weekly, Al?
You don't a bit, not like you, but I keep up. I'll try and keep up to date.
Okay,
I'll try to. But then the highlights make anyone look good, don't they? They make Pepe look fucking worth £72 million on YouTube.
Don't start.
Okay.
So I went with mine was between two. Mine was either the young boy at Real Betis, 19, but he's unknown from Barcelona, Emerson.
Yeah.
But I thought no one's going to know him, so I put him to one side.
People need to understand that this man's knowledge of football across Europe. For me, in my opinion, is unrivaled.
Mm.
You should say thank you.
Thank you, mate.
No, I'm saying at an amateur level.
Okay.
Even at some fucking pros out here.
Thank you, mate.
I reckon Aaron McLean sitting here wouldn't even know who he was.
Probably not.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably
Sorry,
not.
Sorry, Azza.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate.
I went with Mukaeli at Leipzig.
See, I didn't go with any Leipzig players in their detail.
Yeah, I went with him. Who was your centre-half?
Well, I got two.
Well, yes, go on in.
Sergio Ramos.
Yep, I knew you was going to put him in.
Yeah. Upamecano.
Upamecano as well.
Or Leipzig, yeah. There you go. He's going to Bayern, isn't he?
Yeah.
End of the season.
Mm.
Yeah, those two.
Okay.
Go on.
Mine was Upamecano.
Yep.
And I went with Alaba.
Alaba's my left back.
Ah, see? He's been playing centre-half, hasn't he? Because of the main man's at left back, Al.
Yeah, but I like him at left back.
No, but the main man's at left back. Who have you got at left back then?
Alaba went left back.
Oh, you put Alaba at left back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's wrong.
Well, it's a fucking strong four, you prick.
No, but you've left out big Alphonso. You ain't put Alphonso Davies in.
So?
No, mate, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's not wrong.
What is? It's wrong.
My four, bash your four.
No, you got no hope, mate. Yeah. You literally have got no hope.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
Midfield?
Who's your defensive midfielder?
Mine's Cruz.
Mine's Joshua Kimmich.
I've got Kimmich in there.
Oh, you've got him a bit further forward?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I drew Cruz just for his guile age. He's like Xabi Alonso 2.0.
Mm.
I know you're not a stats man, but he's sick.
No, he is.
And this is the third, so 4-3-3. Third one, just in front of him.
Yep.
This is on the heartstrings because I want him to sign for Arsenal. Isco.
You went Isco?
Yeah. I love Isco.
Do you?
He reminds me so much of Sandy Cazorla.
I thought he was going to say remind you of yourself.
Never. In a million years.
Okay.
Yeah, Isco.
Went with Isco?
Mm.
Yeah. No, that's a shot.
Who's your sort of 10 then?
I went with... It was Joshua Kimmich. It was... Oh, it was Frankie de Jong, man.
Oh,
that geezer.
It's like a Rolls Royce.
Oh, when he was at Ajax, man, you couldn't get the... When he was at Ajax and they played Spurs at that Tottenham State, oh, man, you couldn't get the ball off him. Yeah, he's up there.
They had a good few players in there. Ziyech, De Jong, De Beek.
David Neres. Mm. Oh, man. Yeah. De Jong, all day long, 100%.
Who's your other one? Kimmich, De Jong, and...
Okay, this one's a bit heartstringy as well. And I'm not a stats man, but his numbers are crazy for the last 2 years, man.
Go on.
And he just doesn't look like a footballer. He just doesn't look, I don't know how he does after the things that he does. Just looks clumsy. But I went with big Thomas Muller, man.
Yeah. That's a fair shout.
Yeah.
He gets your goals as well. Assists. He does everything.
He does.
And he's a horrible piece of shit. He looks like he should be in like a Die Hard film.
Yeah, he's always in your head. And I was like, yeah, mate, you're definitely going in. You can't beat a bit of Thomas Muller, mate. You need some German efficiency in there.
Yeah, there you go. It's like when you're going to go and buy a car, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy a German motor, aren't you?
Yeah, of course, mate. Goretzka was up there for me as well.
Yes.
I like Leon Goretzka.
I've always liked Marco Reus.
I love Marco Reus. If he could stay fit, he would be the best.
Yeah.
I loved Marco Reus. Who's your striker, Al?
There's three.
Okay. Right. Start with the left. Who you got on the left?
Kylian.
You put Mbappe in?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, you have to really.
If you're going through Europe, and you want someone in like the, let's call it the Thierry Henry position.
Yeah, it's him, innit?
There is only one player.
Yeah, it can only be him.
Him.
Striker.
I've gone. It was one of two.
It can only be the same two that I've got.
Nah, I see. I think it's one of two, right?
Yeah.
So let me just get this out of the way. The one on the right is Messi.
I didn't include Messi because I weren't including him.
Yeah, well, that's fucking wrong.
Well, no, because I thought everyone's going to pick Messi and Ronaldo, so I didn't include him. I thought that was just like common knowledge. What would be the point? Otherwise, you'd just go Ronaldo, Messi.
But Ronaldo wouldn't ever be in mine.
No, that's crap. Why have you included Messi? No, void. You need to pick someone else on that side.
Okay, well, then,
Ronaldo.
Yeah. So, all right, then not Messi. My number nine.
Yeah.
Was one of two.
Get to it. We're waiting.
Sorry. Lewandowski.
Yep.
Or Haaland.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah. So, I'll take Messi out and put Haaland in. Because Lewandowski I put in ahead of Haaland. Lewandowski's numbers are a joke.
No, yeah, I've got Lewandowski's up front for me.
Yeah. So, who's on your right?
Okay, this one was another heartstringer. Just because I love him. That's Dybala.
Really, yeah?
Oh, man.
I bet you was fucking like gutted if he was moving to Spurs, wasn't it?
Oh, man. When he was at Palermo and we got linked with him, I remember having this conversation with...
Football manager, chat manager?
No. I remember sitting there having this conversation with... Can't remember who it was. Signing in a Gooner group. And I was saying, please get Dybala. I love him. The geezer's left foot is a weapon, mate. Absolute weapon. It was either between him or another Argentinian. I quite like Lautaro Martinez at Inter Milan.
Yep.
And then the
Do you rate Icardi? Used to, not anymore.
Yeah, he's not. His numbers at Inter were good, but like he's not. I don't know.
No,
he didn't tickle my fancy.
So Haaland, Dybala, and Mbappe.
I have Mbappe, Lewandowski, and Dybala. Yeah. And then the only other man I wanted to, it was tight for me to get in, was just because I quite like him and I think he'll end up being shit. Is Weston McKennie at Juventus?
But you're free. Mbappe, Lewandowski and Dybala.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Absolutely. Was there anyone you argued about who you could get in that you forgot?
Nah, it was Haaland.
Yeah.
That was it. Obviously, if we'd have discussed it, no Messi or Ronaldo because they're obvious.
Yep.
But I think Haaland could do a job anyway.
Mm.
Sling him out right.
Could do a job anywhere, couldn't he? Massive. Do a job in the UFC.
Size of the geezer.
Yeah, we'll glove someone.
I think they're pretty decent sides.
So do I, actually. So we've done a Premier League 11. We've done our Euro squad. We've done our European 11. So if there's anything out there you lot think we should do, any suggestions, let us know. Let Aaron know. Let me know. Bang it in the YouTube comments. Let's hear it. Aaron, talking of European football, yeah?
Yeah.
If you could go
to
any derby in the world, what would it be and why? Can't say Arsenal Tottenham.
It's a fucking shit derby anyway for passion when you compare it to some of the others.
So where are we going? Where are you taking me on a 3-night getaway in a 5-star with champagne when we get in the room and some chocolates?
Yeah, see, I just fucking changed my mind. So... because we've spoken about heartstrings and stuff like that.
Mm. You're going to say something stupid. I know you are.
No, the heartstrings is that back in the day when both teams had fucking world-class players, it would be the Milan derby.
Okay.
Right? But for pure passion, fucking hardness.
Mm. We've got to be going to the same place here, haven't we?
I hope we are. And you can have you fucking freak, can have a booze. It's the Old Firm derby.
Get in there!
Get out there!
Get in there! Contender ready!
Are you same?
Oh, mate, that's the only one.
Yeah.
If I could go and watch one of them, I'm involved. Where are you sitting though? Celtic or Rangers?
I was just going to say Ibrox or Celtic Park. Or I'm a Rangers fan.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, fucking Celtic Park in the away end.
Yeah, I want it. Yeah, in the away end, giving it large.
On the fucking... No, listen, I don't want to start giving it fucking one of them, like sticking my fingers
you'll
up.
You'll get gloved.
Kicked in,
you'll
yeah.
get gloved.
You fucking change your day. Yeah, fucking... No, on the safe side, just Ibrox, fuck it.
No, I'm out, mate. Yeah. I'm a bat. I am going... Well, to be fair, I had two. It was either that or it was Galatasaray.
Galatasaray, yeah. And Fenerbahce or Besiktas?
Fenerbahce. I'd be out there, mate. Either one.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah.
Doing a soonest and throwing the flag in the fucking ground.
I'm telling you, I reckon that can get a bit nasty, can, mate.
Yeah, I reckon and all. But, the old firm.
It's up there, isn't it? Yeah. Has to be. Barcelona, Real Madrid, nah.
Yeah, it's not a derby, is it?
Nah.
It's a Clásico.
Yeah. Milan would be up there.
Milan, but then when Milan had fucking like even way back before, and this was before your time, like Roberto Baggio, George Weah, Costa Curta, Maldini.
Yeah.
And then, but then bringing it forward into the Inter Milan that you know, like La Ricoba, Ronaldo, Adriano, Vieri, Zanetti, Cordoba,
oof.
Yeah, like, but a packed San Siro, like, what, fucking 93,000 people.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ibrox.
I don't think you could beat the passion of an old firm, can you? You can just see the hate. That's on Sunday, isn't it? 12 o'clock.
Yeah, if you could... if you could play for Rangers,
yeah.
What position would you play in?
Up front, mate.
Who's your strike partner?
Nacho Novo.
Mine's Michael Moles.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Nacho Novo.
Yeah, nice.
And we love it.
I'm getting so excited.
Yeah, we'll score and then we'll go celebrate in front of their fans. Like,
can I name drop quickly?
Without it, in front of it. I can't hear you, contender. Red.
Can I name drop?
Yeah, go on.
Chris Boyd.
Oh, what about him?
Rangers legend. Follows me.
Does he?
Yeah, blue tick, sorry.
Boydy.
Keepers, how are you? Boydy. What a fella. We chat. I've told him, look, once the fucking fans are back in, I'm coming up.
We chat.
I want to go to an old firm derby.
Who don't you chat to, by the way?
You got to talk to everyone. You got to network. You got to fucking make friends. Too many people hate other people. Be friendly.
Yeah, it's true. Need to get you a blue tick, mate. When you've got that blue tick brigade, mate.
I know, listen to this. So Rooney's fucking got me phone the other week doing me website and all that. Oh, you're getting a website, by the way. So doing me website. He's gone, give us your phone. Like fucking old secret squirrel. He's put through for the verification.
Yeah.
I got a notification.
Saying it's been declined.
Yep. You don't meet the criteria. Fucking criteria, my arsehole.
You need to go on YouTube.
When they message me and say, do you want to be verified? I'm going to go, hey, no, do you know what? Fucking poke it.
Yeah, listen, anyone who's listening this, you need to go on YouTube and look at his face when he said that because he was fuming. Yeah.
Fucking no comments. Yeah. If you could, that's for the old firm. So, as a spectator... If you could go to any ground, where would you go to?
In the world.
To watch a game.
I think that's kind of easy, actually. Now it's popped into my head.
Go on.
It's got to be Boca Juniors, mate.
Yeah.
Got to be. It's 100% got to be Boca Juniors.
What, in like the, before he was brown bread?
Just
Diego,
just dead.
Holding hands.
I don't care, mate. Just get me to that stadium on the back row, as high as I possibly can be.
Like 250,000 people.
Don't care, mate. I'd want to be right at the top, and you definitely can drink beer in the stadium there.
And you can't see anything on the pitch because it's so far away.
I don't want to see. Yeah. I just want to listen to the roar when it goes in. Yeah, mate.
Can you imagine all the birds?
Oh, man.
All the South Americans.
Could you imagine? Oh, mate, could you imagine?
No.
We won't, because whenever you watch the World Cup on BBC and ITV...
They know what they're doing, don't they? I want to be a cameraman.
That cameraman knows exactly what he's doing. He's scaring across.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, look, the Dutch birds are here.
Yeah, sees the
Colombians.
Sees the little Mexican... we'll stop there, zoom in, 8K, ultra high def.
Nice. Lovely. HDMI cable, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, mate, Boca Juniors for me all day long, you?
Yeah, I was going to say River Plate, but it's the same fucking game, really, isn't it? Sort of.
Well, not really. That's like saying going to Arsenal's the same as going to Tottenham. So, you know, it's kind of not. But whatever.
If you could play in one stadium, Arsenal or Spurs, who would you play in?
Huh?
Your face. Oh dear.
All right, listen, right. So if you could go to watch any other sporting event live,
yep.
What would it be like if you could go to one place? So you could go and watch like the Patriots in the Super Bowl, yep. Or you could go and watch, I don't know, boxing at Vegas, or yep. What would it be?
It would be the final day at Augusta. The Masters.
Shut up. No, yep. Don't jump on my bandwagon, mate, because you don't even like golf. No, you're not having... No, you're not. You've slagged golf off week in, week out. You call me an idiot for playing, and now you want to come and jump on my bandwagon.
No, I like the final day. No, that's... I'm there all day Sunday at home.
You can't just like the final day. You know what? You've been a massive sellout tonight. Massive sellout.
Fucking hell. I'm not going to pick football. I want to... We've got to do something different.
You want to go to Ned, and now you want to jump on golf.
Oh, you are a bully.
But no, that was mine, to be fair. I had two. I would love to go Augusta on a Sunday. And I want to go to the MCG Melbourne Cricket Ground, mm-hmm. and watch the Boxing Day Test match,
yeah.
when there's like 90,000 in there. I'm about with that one. Drinking Fosters.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Throwing inflatable kangaroos about.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to go to the Ashes, like if it was a 2-2. Third and final day over in Australia, though. Doesn't matter where he is.
Have you ever been to a test match?
Yep.
Did you enjoy it?
Yep.
Was you smashed?
Yeah, not your smashed, but...
What's...
Your smashed is like fucking fighting yourself. That's your smashed. Yeah. You used to go to the Benson and Edges Cup finals.
Okay.
That was decent at Lords.
Yep.
Yeah, the different breed, the cricket fans.
It's good though, isn't it?
It's good day out.
It's literally just a piss up, mate. You get there at 10 in the morning and you're on it.
Sunburnt skin, cancer at the end of the day. It's happy days, isn't it?
You smash. You're on the Pims.
Yeah.
You live in Lodge.
Yeah, I was going to go home to Chiswick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good laugh, mate.
Yeah, but no, decent. So that yours would be Augusta, yeah?
Has to be, didn't it? Could you imagine that?
For the Masters or Ryder Cup?
Oh.
Is it the Masters? Ryder Cup? What are you? Are you more of a team thing? You like the Europe and fucking America thing?
No, I prefer the the one-on-one, man.
You know when we done that 2 from 4, what golf are and what cricket are? I can't believe you didn't pick like Ian Poulter. Arsenal, Gunner. Right.
Can't lie, I'm not an Ian Poulter fan, man.
Nah? No. He was going to come on next week.
Was he?
Yeah.
He can't know, mate.
Sorry.
I'm not an Ian Poulter fan.
Neither is Tiger Woods.
No.
Don't get on, did I?
No, they don't. Not after what he said.
No.
Was giving it large, weren't he, old Ian? That backfired, didn't it? Yeah. Should you keep your mouth shut with your silly trousers?
You can't go at Tiger Woods, can you?
Just thinking, how good would it be to be at Augusta on the last day? Oh, mate.
Good weather, nice greens, booze, wings.
I'd love to play there. I feel like, look, Aaron put something on his story earlier on Instagram for anyone who see it. We want to go and do something on a golf course. So if there's anyone out there who works in a golf club, hit us up, because I want to teach this ginger donut how to play. I want to put him through his paces.
Yeah,
and get him
video it and everything. But we want to do an episode overlooking a nice green.
Yeah, and we'll get you in some balls.
Yeah,
see if you can do it.
Yeah, I'll have it. I'll try. God loves a tryer.
God does love a tryer. So what? Wait, what did you say, Augusta? What would be your other one?
Because we've said it before, you know, I like the NFL.
You'd like to come watch a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'd love to come watch a Super Bowl.
Hmm. I'd take WrestleMania over a Super Bowl.
WrestleMania. But who's your two fighters?
What, nowadays?
No, your all-time favourites.
Oh, mate, got to be Big Steve Austin, innit? Got to be Stone Cold.
Number one.
Yeah, and probably... Oh, you can't beat The Rock, can you? You can't. Growing up, you can't beat Stone Cold and The Rock, mate. Yeah. And you got a little thing
for... That's WrestleMania 18, Austin, Texas.
Yeah,
Stone Cold.
You got a little bit further... Triple H, and you got old Mankind, dude,
Hulk Hogan against
Jack.
Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, do you remember Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Big Yokozuna. Yeah, that would be right up there, actually. Have you ever been to watch basketball?
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I like baseball. Yet again, lived in America for 3 years. Got to understand like the rules of some of the games, and like people like baseball so long, but then the Yanks say that about the cricket over here.
Yeah. Well, cricket is long, mate.
But it's such a pucker day out.
Is it?
Food, booze,
that's
fucking
cute that you've got a navy, white and red hat to match the rest of your outfit.
That wasn't planned.
Yeah.
That wasn't planned at all. Patagonia. Anyone knows about Patagonia? Do you know about it?
I do know about it.
Sweet. It's probably the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Where would it be? Where would I like to go? The Rose Bowl.
Have you done a boxing fight?
Yep.
Have you?
I went to Froch Groves in Manchester when Groves nearly rattled him and the ref stopped it.
Yeah.
A little bit too sudden, I think. Ringside as well.
What's your?
Yep. Sorry. Cousin, Frank Smith, Matt Droom. He's going to be a guest. Frank, going to get him on. Hopefully going to get him on after he comes back from Uzbekistan.
Yeah, good gaff.
Can I see Borat?
Yeah, good gaff.
Decent gaff.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to play a fucking Europa League final there, no doubt.
Yeah, good gaff. Good gaff, that.
So, yeah, Frank always sorts me out tickets for the AJ fights. Froch Groves at Wembley. That was pucker.
I've never done a boxing fight.
Kelbrook Golovkin.
Oh, you done that as well?
Yeah, that was good.
Do you know what?
Good atmosphere. Like, boxing fans, though. Like, I'm not a huge boxing fan.
Mm.
But boxing fans
are
a special breed of people. Like, they love their fucking sport. I'll take my hat off to them. I won't do it now because I've got bad hair. But honestly, what the stuff that they know about their fighters and the weights and all that.
Yeah, fair play. It's like, the same when you talk to a UFC fan as well. Yeah. They're the same. They're like, they know everything.
That's taken over in America, UFC.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to go and watch Canelo and Billy Joe.
Yeah, I'd like to. I don't even know if they're going to have fans, the restrictions, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Have they said where it's going to be yet?
Yeah, they did, but I can't remember.
Dallas?
I can't remember where it was, mate. I'm not that big of into boxing to pay that much attention. Yeah. I mean, I know they are. I like that Ryan Garcia kid.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he could be mustard, doesn't he? Not that I know anything. I just see him move his hands quite quickly and knock someone out. So
Canelo, Billy Joe is going to be a fucking, hopefully a good fight.
It's been on the cards for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's just said that it's just come out tonight or today that AJ and Fury.
Old Fury would do him though, wouldn't he?
Agree. I think Fury, if he goes in with the confidence he did against Wilder, I think Fury will fucking just box his head off.
Yeah.
Because people then go on about Joshua, like, this is my boxing knowledge, people go on about Joshua's power.
Yep.
Wilder had power. Wilder's got a fucking clump on him.
Yeah.
So you could say Joshua's a better boxer than Wilder.
Yeah.
And will then put Fury under more pressure. But I just think, Fury.
Do you reckon
I
could take Wilder?
Sorry?
Do you reckon I could take Wilder? Like, now you said about my arms and that.
Where?
Like, in a fight.
Take him where?
Like, win. Do you reckon I could win?
What, have a punch up with him?
Yeah.
No?
Bow.
You wouldn't even want to fucking get out your corner.
Nah, what am I?
Seeing him fucking bounding the walls.
I would, and I'd be sitting there.
Seeing those windmills coming up.
I'd be sitting there in the corner, mate, not drinking beer out of my bottle, mate, instead of water.
Wishing that you was at the Old Firm Derby getting fucking done over there.
Oh, that's the one. Al,
it's
been an hour. Do you have anything else you want to add? Any other massive things you need to get off your chest?
Nah, I'm pretty sweet, but like, catch us on all the socials.
Lovely.
Mainly Instagram. Catch this on all the podcasts. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. What else we got?
That's it. Once again, if you are watching on YouTube, favourite bits, can you screenshot it, screen record it, bang a little clip up on your socials, tag me, tag Aaron. It will be much appreciated.
Remember also, we said it at the start, the pub crawl, 24th of April, is going to be starting in Faden Boys at the Queen Victoria pub.
Oh, we've got a date and time now.
Already booked.
What?
12:30.
I've got work that day. I can't start till 2:00.
Fuck you. Yeah. I have to drink on my own with my real mates.
Wee.
So yeah, booked a table. Outdoors.
How many people did that? How many people was it?
Six. Yeah. Because I think when we start, it's just going to be me and you anyway.
Yeah, probably,
until
mate.
We get into like the echelons of like the London postcodes.
Yeah.
And then people might start jumping.
Get into
on.
Like proper gaffes, innit?
But this is where you find out who wear the trousers in their relationships. Because you know, you and I have spoke to certain people, be like, I'll come here, put on me fucking Balenciagas, me Void jeans and me fucking Fendi t-shirt. It'll just be me and you.
Probably. And people will be like, I was going
to
make it,
I had to go to Ikea with me bird's family.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. So what time? 12:30.
12:30. 24th.
Queen Victoria.
In Faden Boys, yeah. It's literally a fucking 2-minute walk from the station.
You know, do you know what I was thinking about this other day? What's going to happen is we're going to go in one pub, we'll do a couple pub calls, and then we'll get somewhere and we'll be like, shit hot in here, mate. Let's just stay in here, mate. Alex Lacazette. Alex Lacazette. Lovely stuff. Yep, follow us. Do the usual.
Bow the beard. Crazy Ginger Cabbie _.
And we will see you next week. Plays outro.